This episode of Reddit Stories is sponsored by Southern New Hampshire University. I get it. We're all busy. Adding another thing to your plate right now probably feels pretty much impossible. But if you've been thinking about going back to school, SNHU might be the solution you've been waiting for. With SNHU, you can get your degree online and on your schedule. Instead of logging in for live-streamed lectures, you'll get to participate in a way that feels suspiciously on-brand for this show. Discussion boards. Sorry, no upvoting, flair, or awards, but you'll still get to share your thoughts and interact with classmates from all over the country. Plus, your weekly assignments focus on the good stuff, like building skills you can actually use on the job. Okay, TLDR? SNHU puts you in control of your learning. Learn more and start your free application at snhu.edu/pittreddit. Insurance isn't one size fits all, and shopping for it shouldn't feel like squeezing into something that just doesn't fit. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they show you options that fit your budget. Enough hunting for discounts, trying to calculate rates, and tinkering with coverages. Maybe you're picking out your very first policy, or maybe you're just looking for something that works better for you and your family. Either way, they make it simple to see your options. No guesswork, no surprises. Ready to see how easy and fun shopping for car insurance can be? Visit progressive.com and give the Name Your Price tool a try. Take the stress out of shopping and find coverage that fits your life on your terms. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to DoorDash for sponsoring this episode. DoorDash makes showing up for the people you love easy. Needed that? Delivered. DoorDash. Order now. Hello and welcome to Smosh Reads Reddit Stories. I'm Shane, and today's theme is Am I the Devil? That's right, these are the worst of the worst on Reddit. And I'm joined by two of the best.
Oh, that was so sweet.
That was nice.
Didn't expect that, did you?
Just kidding, we're the devil!
Yeah. Whoa!
Fuck the thing!
I was wrong!
Fuck the face.
Fuck the face.
You know what this is?
You on a couch going, fuck the face. All right. I'm joined by Angela and Chance. If you couldn't tell already, how are we doing?
Good, Shane.
Thanks.
We're good. Thanks, Shane.
What in your eyes makes someone a devil? Like, just on an everyday basis, right? Obviously, murder.
Yeah.
But, like, sure. what's probably, like, the smallest thing, like, that, like, someone can do that you're just like, ugh.
I'm trying to think, okay, what's a bad thing? Or a small thing that's, like, a big thing
that
for
I'm
us?
Like, you're the devil for that.
For me, a lot of the time, it's fighting people who it's above their pay grade to fight.
Oh.
Ooh.
It's like, like that you're fighting for things that the person can't really help you with. Like, customer service people, don't fight with them. Or,
yeah.
Like, retail, restaurants, like, do not, like, leave them alone.
I do think, like, people being rude to any service worker, that's such a, like, that is a, it's a very solid one. I'm just like, that's clear cut and dry.
And a lot of time it's their own problems in their own life that they're projecting on the other person.
Yeah. Well, people who project, like, they hurt people around them. And it shows that they don't view other people, like, they don't have the empathy for other people. Yeah.
I think maybe a where's my hug guy.
Oh.
He's like, thinks he deserves everything.
Or I'm combining him with the, you should smile.
Ooh. Mm.
That's my devil.
Yeah. People who expect things from other people.
Yeah.
Like, I've said many times, like, lying is to me, like, I just really, especially the more it gets to, like, because there's lying out of, like, fear of hurting someone, right? Yeah. And that I can forgive,
like,
but
the
it's
people pleasing lie.
Yeah, but it's like, it's people who truly, like, formulate consciously a lie. And I'm like, how do you do that? We've read so many stories where I'm like, that to me is like what cheating is, where I'm like, that's the bad part. Cause I'm like, you're removing reality from someone.
Yeah.
And it's the more that that person's supposed to trust you and you do that to them, I'm like, you're the devil. Like,
no, that is so bad.
I hate it.
Making someone feel less than just to do that and to feel powerful to me is really bad.
Let's move into our first Am I the Devil story. This first post was posted on Am I the Asshole and ended up on Am I the Devil. This was posted in July of this year, 2026. Am I the Asshole for feeling bad that my marriage announcement was stolen?
What?
Whoa. So for years now, I've been saying that I don't want a wedding because they are so stressful and expensive and have so many traditions rooted in outdated beliefs. My alternative plan is to take my partner and my best friend, who is a photographer, to somewhere like Yellowstone National Park or Redwoods and get some really cool wedding photos. And then sending out cards to everyone saying, "Surprise, I'm married. Come celebrate with us at a reception." Back in May, it's currently July, I was at my friend's college graduation party, let's call her Sarah, and the topic of weddings came up. For context, the friend graduating is the same best friend who is a photographer, and a mutual friend, Brittany, of ours, who we have both known for years, was part of the conversation. I told them about my idea to elope in the woods somewhere and surprise everyone with a reception, and Brittany thought it was hilarious. Flash forward to today, and I opened Facebook to see a post from Brittany saying, "Surprise, we're married. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me with such a kind, loving, and gentle man. Huge thanks to Sarah for taking our pictures. P.S. We've been married for 2 months now. Hee hee." With a photo shoot done by Sarah. My first thought was WTF, because that is exactly what I wanted to do and have been saying to people for years. She not only stole my idea, but used the exact same photographer and even the words I wanted to say. I texted Sarah, who I've been friends with for 15 years, and asked her about Brittany's situation. She said she came up with the idea because she didn't want a big wedding and asked Sarah to take the pictures. I said, "You know, I've been talking about doing that exact thing for years and that I literally mentioned it with Brittany and Sarah at Sarah's graduation party in May." Sarah said she doesn't think Brittany meant to steal anything and it's really not that deep, especially since I'm single right now, so it will be a while before I'm thinking about marriage again anyways. I don't even want to talk to Brittany about it because I don't want to rain on her happy moment and make it about me when she is celebrating her marriage. I feel so dumb and upset for talking about my plans that I was excited about, and it feels like now if I do this thing I've been wanting to do for years, it will look like I'm the one copying Brittany, and that's kind of shitty to do in my opinion. So am I the asshole for being upset?
Wait, who's the devil?
So
Brittany?
No, Reddit deemed OP the asshole.
What?
Because,
okay, that makes sense.
Because she's single, she's saying, "Oh, I want to do this thing," and then her friend, or someone she knows, did the thing.
It's also like, it's tough to own an idea.
Right, she's trying to copyright something she doesn't technically have copyright. This is
also,
like,
I made whipped coffee. I made whipped coffee and made a video about it. Oh! You can't make whipped coffee. Yeah. That was my idea. Well, what? How do you own that?
What I'm hung up on immediately is that she's like, "I'm single, but this is what I'm doing for my wedding." It's like, so your future partner gets no say whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like you picked the verbiage, you picked the photographer, you picked the location and everything, and your partner, you're going to tell them that this is the plan, or are they going to have any say?
And the fact that they're going to elope.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, if you are determined about some things, like I'm going to, like, if you at a certain point are going, "I'm going to elope, that's my plan, I don't want a wedding." But it's like, you're going to have to find someone who agrees on that. But it's just kind of like, you're literally saying, like, "I make the decision on everything." But I don't know. This is just kind of, like, funny to me.
I know. I find it, like, funny and a little young. A little,
I don't know how old OP is.
I ordered that. You can't order that too.
Yeah.
I will say, growing up, I was very sensitive about being copied. I think it was having a younger brother that, like, anytime I wanted to do something, or I remember I had a friend that would copy everything I did, and it bothered me so deeply. And I was like in middle school or elementary school, and I remember it was like me finally starting to, like, have, like, individuality. Like, I was like, "Oh, I really like this type of T-shirt, or I really like this type of thing." And then someone being like, "That's mine." And then I would get so sensitive over it. And then it became like, I'm talking young me, really.
Yeah.
And then I would be like, "Well, I want this." And it's somebody just struggling to, like, feel like they're going to lose something because they're putting their identity in, like, an idea.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's okay.
Right.
No one's, you, like, having the same kind of wedding as somebody else.
Yeah.
Or announcement. Does it make you less than? Does it make, you know what I mean? It's like very limiting beliefs is what it feels like.
Yeah, your proposal, engagement, wedding, like, that's really truly supposed to feel and be about you and the person you love. Like, that's what matters. And people who get, like her, who's not even in a relationship, is so wrapped up in the idea of a thing more than the actual reality of the thing. I thought as I was reading it at first that it was like, oh, she's with someone she's going to get married like in the next few months. And I was like, oh, shit, if they did that right before, yeah, like you were about to do a thing, that sucks. Then, but now it's like, oh, this thing that you're saying you're going to do eventually and you're telling people like, this is my plan to do someday.
And I guess using the same photographer that you wanted to use kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But you're in the same friend group.
And it's like—
So it's like—
And that's also your friend who's a photographer. So it's like—
Why would I not?
And like, it's like, that's awesome. We got both of our favorite photographer work.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like, because like so many of Courtney and I's photos were taken by Brennan.
Yeah.
And that's like, if anyone else at Smosh was like, well, Brennan took our wedding photos. And we were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
How fucking dare you?
Yeah.
It's like our director of photography. It's like, well, yeah, but fuck you.
Like, and also like, there's this expression, a candle loses nothing from lighting another candle.
Yeah.
It's Whoa. Like, there's just more light now. Come
but
on.
That is literally, I go back to like childhood, because I think when you're a kid, you think like when things need to be shared or something, but like as an adult, this has no effect on you.
Nothing.
On OP. Like, this couldn't matter less. And you're not like finding your voice on the playground. Mm-hmm. You're not like, and this isn't something special to you and your partner, because said partner doesn't exist yet.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I don't
even
know.
And you're caring so much about what other people think. You're like, oh, well, they're going to think I copied our other friend.
It's like, dude, okay. It's like 5 months from now, everyone's going to have forgotten. Like, they're going to move on and think. Like, wedding invitations do all have a similar vibe to them. There's nothing wrong with that. Like,
yeah,
it's like,
it's childish.
You know, yeah, like, I don't know. It is a little silly. The top comment is, wait, you're single?
That's
1,000 upvotes. Someone said, you're the asshole. You've not invented the wheel. Someone got married in a wood where thousands of others have done. Perhaps if it was such a secret and a private ambition, you shouldn't have told everyone. Someone said, you're the asshole. I was kind of with you until you mentioned you're still single. It's like friends slash relatives stealing a baby name from someone who's not even pregnant. By the time you'll get married, many people will either barely remember or be open to dialogue where you can subtly mention it being your idea first. That being said, I don't think it's the most original and unique thing to begin with. More and more couples elope, announce it via social media, and throw a reception party afterwards. Yeah. It happens. Yeah, this is not some, it's like, oh, you're getting married in the woods. Whoa. It's like, it's a really cool thing, but
Wait,
that's
didn't
a thing.
You do that?
We didn't get married in the woods, but we did kind of announce it on social media.
And then you had a reception.
And then we did that later, yeah. But like, other people I know did that.
That's a normal,
and we got
you're
married,
not mad about
and
that.
No, yeah. And we got married at a place, we got married in Santa Barbara because I had other friends who, including Amanda,
who had done it.
And they were like, "They're like, it's amazing, it's beautiful." And we're like, "Great, we'll do that."
I know so many friends that have gotten married at that courthouse.
It's just like, one of my friends who'd gotten married there, he was part of the reason, because I was like, "Oh, I hear it's gorgeous." He's like, "Oh, you got married there too." He's like, "That makes me so happy."
Yeah.
That you guys did that too. That's incredible. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just kind of beautiful. Like. And what would be
it's
weird?
Like, I got baptized at that church. You can't get baptized.
You can't
at that
get baptized
too.
There too.
Oh, I guess.
What I'm also to give OP a little bit of empathy is like, I guess I just get like you're just like fuck this person's doing the thing that I.
That's what I'm saying.
I think it goes back
to an insecurity where like she doesn't have that.
Right. But if I was her friend, I'd be like, she didn't steal that from you. You still get to do that completely.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make
you
it less.
You will get
than.
To do that and more, whatever you want. Like, but also keep in mind you're going to be with a partner who's also going to have feelings and dreams as well. So just keep that. Find the compromise there. If this friend was going around going, yeah, this was my idea, and I can't believe I'm so freaking smart.
Yeah.
It's like, I get, okay, you can be like, hey, I think I threw that idea out there, but overall, she's
it's
making
fine.
A bigger deal than it needs to be.
It's like, yeah.
I agree.
Great.
I agree.
Moving on. Our next.
Angela, look at this. I discovered this yesterday.
Check this out.
Does it sit?
Isn't that so cool?
It was a different Reddit episode?
It was a different Reddit. It was with Spencer.
It was the best episode we've ever done. Yeah.
I'm going to find something cooler to do with this pillow. Next story.
I can't wait to see. This episode of Reddit Stories is sponsored by DoorDash. Recently, a good friend of mine was having one of those days where they weren't feeling 100%. The combo of work stress, health, Mercury in retrograde, you name it. But I remembered that they mentioned how whenever they're feeling low, ramen is their go-to pickup meal. That night after work, I ordered ramen from DoorDash and made sure it would be there for them the moment they got home. We all know the last thing you want to do is make dinner after a tough day. I mean, I know I don't. You're drained. You have nothing left. And so I thought I'd take that off their plate. Wouldn't you know, my friend called me later that night saying the ramen hit the spot and that they really appreciated me taking the time to think about them. And for me, it just felt good being there for my friend. DoorDash is a great way to give someone you love a little extra something. Maybe it's from their favorite restaurant, or maybe it's medicine when they aren't feeling well. Either way, DoorDash makes showing up for the people you love easy. Needed that? Delivered. DoorDash. Order now. Back to the show. Our next story was posted on Am I the Asshole and then on to Am I the Devil back in...
It's a bracelet.
This episode of Reddit Stories is sponsored by Southern New Hampshire University. I get it. We're all busy. Adding another thing to your plate right now probably feels pretty much impossible. But if you've been thinking about going back to school, SNHU might be the solution you've been waiting for. With SNHU, you can get your degree online and on your schedule. Instead of logging in for live-streamed lectures, you'll get to participate in a way that feels suspiciously on-brand for this show. Discussion boards. Sorry. No upvoting, flair, or awards, but you'll still get to share your thoughts and interact with classmates from all over the country. Plus, your weekly assignments focus on the good stuff, like building skills you can actually use on the job. Okay, TLDR, SNHU puts you in control of your learning. Learn more and start your free application at snhu.edu/pittreddit. This episode of Reddit Stories is sponsored by Rocket Money. There was a period of time when I was overspending a lot. I was getting dinner with friends, treating myself to a coffee in the morning, grabbing a sweet treat with the cast. The list goes on. I started using Rocket Money because it helped me manage my finances and recognize my spending patterns. With Rocket Money, it's become easier to set budgets and goals. With real-time reports, I'm able to see the big picture. Now, I'm saving up for a vacation, and watching my money grow feels so good. And for those of you listening who maybe don't want to be glued to your financial dashboard, that's okay. With Rocket Money's set-it-and-forget-it approach, your savings can be automated so that it grows towards your goal with adjustable amounts and frequency. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/pittreddit. That's rocketmoney.com/pittreddit. RocketMoney.com/PittReddit.
Shit. Oh, wow, that's really cool. She kind of nailed that. This was posted on Am I the Asshole?
Clearing the throat? Not a single laugh, but a clearing the throat.
It's a bracelet.
I hope we got that on the audio.
Our next story was posted on Am I the Asshole and then ended up on Am I the Devil. This was posted yesterday.
Yeah!
So that means it ended up on Am I the Devil very fast. Am I the asshole for not wanting to stay behind with our son while my wife goes to a wedding in China?
Oh.
Well, where do you want to go?
China? To the wedding, too.
Yeah, but your
okay.
son.
Oh.
My wife and I are traveling to China with our one-year-old son. While we're there, she has a friend's wedding a few hours away from her parents' home. I assumed I would be going with her as her husband. However, her cousin apparently booked a hotel room for my wife and her friend a long time ago. My wife says she doesn't want her cousin to pay for another room because it would be expensive, but regardless, she expects me to stay behind with our son at her parents' house as one of his parents should be there. I have no problem looking after my son, but I feel uncomfortable being left there without my wife. I barely speak any Chinese beyond hello, no, and okay, and her parents don't speak English. I would be in an unfamiliar country, unable to properly communicate with anyone, while my wife is several hours away. When I raised my concerns, she said someone has to look after our son. I understand that, but I thought we would work out a plan together. Either attend as a family, arrange suitable accommodation, or find another option. Instead, it feels like the existing hotel booking matters more than including me or considering how isolated I would feel. I'm not trying to stop her from attending her friend's wedding. I'm just upset that, as her husband, I'm expected to stay behind and feel stranded with no real ability to communicate. As her husband, should I not be there at a wedding with her? They've never even seen me for the first time. Am I the asshole for not wanting to agree to this arrangement? I'm not sure, but I feel annoyed about it. Oh my God, dude.
They've never even met me. I should go so I can meet them for the first time in the most important
people.
Day of their life.
Yeah. I don't want to hang out with her stupid parents.
Yeah. Or my stupid son.
My stupid, stupid son.
You can't even talk.
What am I? My son doesn't even speak English.
Yeah.
I can't even figure this shit out.
What am I going to do all day?
Has this man ever met like a woman?
Period.
Like a millennial woman or a gen? Like
why?
Because he's gonna be really disappointed when he learns there's millions and millions of women that were told to be stay home with their kids.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Like, I'm like, in what world do you think that it's out of the ordinary that one parent has to stay behind and do childcare?
I guess.
In what world?
I guess it's that he's in a different country and can't speak Chinese.
He's saying like, he feels isolated, that. But it's
but
also.
I'm like, it was posted yesterday. Girl, you got Google on your phone.
Uh-huh. You got Google
you
Translate.
You can translate.
I'm
you
also a little bit, I guess, like,
put this your is, AirPod in, talk to Siri, and get your translation out in 2 seconds.
I just...
It's, once again, it's he's allowed to be like, oh, like, I feel a little nervous. I feel a little, like...
Yeah.
Talk to her about being like, I feel nervous that I don't speak. But he's not really talking from a place of, like, oh, I'm concerned. He's more talking from, like, I'm upset.
No, that's
that,
what, like, I, that's what I'm picking
I'm
up
here
on.
I'm that I'm mad. And I'm like, I'm not trusting this feeling.
Yes.
But I'm also like, you married someone whose family speaks a different language from a different culture, and you're here now in their country, and you didn't learn more than hello, okay, and no.
True.
Like,
no, I agree with you. I could be putting some misogyny on here, but it was the like, oh, should she shouldn't go to that wedding without me? There was some sentence like that in there. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't even know I
shouldn't they? Shouldn't she go with her husband?
Yeah, there was a little bit of that and a little, and I don't know. I like, I shouldn't jump to conclusions, but I feel as if this couple hasn't spent their kid's entire life always together.
Yeah.
Like, there has to have been a time where she's taken the kid.
And
so this makes me think that he has never been alone to take care of the kid by himself.
Mm.
It's kind
of...
I don't know.
Yeah, but I...
I'm jumping to conclusions.
Yeah.
Because I do agree with you. It also does read like he's nervous to be alone in the country.
And that's a valid feeling. But I think if he's really there, it's like you can talk to your wife about you're feeling nervous and stuff. But like, that's...
Here's what I will say. It did sound like... He was expecting to go to the wedding, and so was she. And she said, oh, actually, there's not room when he's already in the country. I would be disappointed, too, if I was going to China for a wedding and then I didn't get to go to the wedding, I would be upset.
Well, they didn't go for the wedding. It sounds like they were there.
Says, so he starts it off, my wife and I are traveling to China with our one-year-old son. While we're there, she has a friend's wedding a few hours away from her parents' home. So I think
it doesn't sound like...
I don't think they were going for the wedding.
No, it sounds like they're going to visit her parents.
I would hope that OP, if that was the full context, would write, we traveled here with the intention of this, but he's not giving us that info.
Makes sense.
And also, I'm going to go back to, I keep forgetting, they're there to visit her parents.
That's why they're there.
And he doesn't even want to be alone with her parents.
Yeah.
Like, he
that's a really, like, that's a big thing, like, to have that opportunity. I know that's scary, but, like, and I'm speaking from a place of so removed from this because I don't have a child and I don't have a wife who's from China. But, like, you're there probably with parents that you don't spend much time with.
Yeah.
Like, you have a moment to be there with one of your kids' grandparents.
Yeah.
And spend time with them together. Like, that could mean a lot.
And also this fear of not living in the country, you are there with your child's grandparents who live in that country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I don't really buy the fear being the main thing for the child.
Yeah. I'm scared.
He's not really talking from a place of fear. The amount of people I know who have kids and where you're out somewhere and they go, oh, my partner's back with the kid. And it's like, you always are like, that's so cool. That's like that, you respect that so much. That's a very normal thing. Like, because you can't take a one-year-old to a wedding.
No.
Yeah, and that's like...
And I don't want one-year-olds at my wedding.
Like, I don't think a lot of... But also, it sounds like this was planned before they were out here, before maybe they were married or something, or before they had their son.
It also sounds like it's her friends.
It's her friends.
She has a wedding for her friends that he's never met.
She's in her hometown for...
Yeah, and he's like, I should be a part of this. I should be a part of this.
I need to meet them.
And she's like...
I'm so important.
She's like, no, I'm staying with my friend. I don't want to kick my friend out of the hotel room. That's why I'm like, buddy, you're kind of exercising a little control over his partner.
Yeah.
It's one night.
Yeah. It's one single night. Comments... Dude, rise to the occasion. Google Translate is fantastic.
Yeah.
I had a Chinese customer whose English was terrible, but with Google Translate, we conversed just fine. Don't be the problem man. Be the problem solver. Someone replied to that saying, some people are very accustomed to always being catered to. When they are not catered to, it becomes a crisis to them because they don't have the resilience or problem-solving skills to figure it out. I don't know if OP is that person. It's really up to him to decide. Someone said, if he's uncomfortable being with his in-laws and unable to speak a common language, he's going to hate being at a wedding, most likely a culturally different wedding, and being unable to speak a common language.
True.
In a similar situation, I would be begging to skip the wedding. Does OOP expect his wife to spend the entire wedding at his side and not mingle with her friends?
He does.
I did not. How did I not think about that?
It's like, yes, so true.
We're at a wedding in China. You're going to this wedding. She's going to have to now, like, translate for you all night. Like, that's a lot of work for her. It's like, let her go be with her friends, and they're going to all speak Chinese, and you're...
No, like, you are... This... I'm scared of the translation thing is crazy when you're in your in-law's house with the baby. Yeah. You're not, like, bringing the baby to, like, museums where you have to, like, translate for the baby. Yeah. It's also a baby. Going to a social event, that's when you would be worried about a language.
Yes, get him.
Like, I just think I think this guy does it. Want his wife to go out and him get stuck with the baby. And my theory is, I don't think there's a way in which they've only always taken care of the baby together. I think this woman is taking care of the baby by herself, and he just doesn't want to do it. But I'm assuming, so don't kill me. So don't kill me.
Someone replied to that saying, to be frank, younger generations are more likely to speak English, but dude has a phone. He can use a translator. It's not rocket science. Someone said, I understand your frustration, but on this occasion, you might just have to put on your big boy pants and deal with feeling isolated for one single overnight while spending time with family. Maybe this will be a great opportunity for you to learn a few more words in your wife's native tongue so you can more easily communicate with her parents and vice versa for them. Lastly, someone said, grown-ass man can open Reddit, but not Google Translate. Yeah. Once again, it's like, dude, you're allowed to, like, feel stuff, but, like, You're trying to put this on your wife, like, and make her feel bad.
And I'm glad he posted.
Which is going to put a hindrance on her wedding. Like, hopefully he hears these comments and goes, you're right. I need to just be cool tonight. This will mean a lot to my wife. If I do this for her, like, I'll feel uncomfortable. But I feel like part of having a child is like, hey, there's going to be a lot of nights where you're both going to have to take turns being uncomfortable and, like, having to deal with some bullshit.
Or sacrifice. It's like, man, you don't get to go to this cool wedding in China, but you get to be here. You know, like, and I get it. It sucks you want to go to this wedding with your wife, but I don't. You have a baby.
I see it as such a moment to, like, earn so many points with her parents.
I thought the same
thing.
Like,
if you go, babe, I'm so glad you're going off to that wedding. Like, have so much fun. I'm going to stay here and take care of our son. Her parents are going to see that and be like, he's a winner. We love him.
Of course.
Like, you have that moment.
What is he going to do with the baby besides stay home?
It's one night.
We talk about this a lot with...
It's a baby. Yeah. Put it to bed and you're done.
Like, literally go to bed.
I talk about this a lot with dudes, more so with, like, dating and, like, just marriage situations where they have the layup for, like, a perfect dunk to be just the guy that's so cool to, like, win so many points. And I'm like, here's your moment, man. Like, you get to step up and be the cool guy.
Yeah.
And she'll remember this forever. But it's like, oh, okay, no. Like, don't let this slip up. So he's asking, like, I mean, hopefully he is not brought it up too much. Hopefully he has time to be cool about it, but...
Wait, if this was posted, when did you say?
Yesterday.
It was posted yesterday. So hopefully,
listen. Do
you think
the wedding is, like, now?
Let's see. Is it happening right now?
Oh my God, as we're recording...
I don't know if it's happening. They're saying they are traveling to China. It might be happening in the next week.
Oh my God, so we could get an update.
We could get an invite.
Invite. Update. Invite!
That would be awesome. Whoa, I'm in China.
Whoa. Our next story comes from Am I the Asshole, posted on Am I the Devil back in January of 2022.
Okay. You looked at me like that was our anniversary or something.
I was like, did that mean something?
He went,
remember.
What?
Ooh. I want to know. I want to know January 31st, 2022.
Okay.
I want to know your opinion based off the title. Am I the asshole for texting from my girlfriend's phone?
Yes.
Let's put our listening hats on.
That's my listening hat.
How do you get it on?
Good balance.
I definitely feel like I would never touch Courtney's phone.
Depends on the circumstance.
Oh, if it's an emergency situation, I'm sure. But like, I'm not gonna grab the phone unless she's sitting right next to me and looking at me.
Yeah.
That's fine. But I'm talking like it, without their knowing.
Oh, if I'm like driving, I'm like, can you text someone from me? Like,
oh, well, if you
take
ask.
Over. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Or, yeah. Sure.
My girlfriend. I'm in the room, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
January 31st.
Stop. Okay, I'm ready.
My girlfriend was doing some time-sensitive work on her computer and asked me to go through her photo gallery on her phone and send her some images. As I was going through the photos, she got a text from someone that said, "Love you, princess. Good night." Heart emoji. I understandably got freaked out and started looking at the text history. I didn't need to read a lot before seeing red. My girlfriend had been chatting with this person regularly, mainly about her day. He keeps calling her baby and princess and sending her lots of love and hugs and kisses. I feel shocked. I thought I had a great relationship with my girlfriend. I looked at the name again and suddenly remembered my girlfriend had mumbled it and something about chocolate in her sleep the other night. I could see this had been going on for a while and I got really angry, so I sent a message to the guy about how he was scum for calling somebody else's girlfriend baby, and then I deleted the messages and blocked the number. This was an hour ago. I don't feel like I went too far, but now that I've cooled down, I've been wondering and wanting some outside perspective.
No, see, that was not the right move. Like, you...
That was, oh, God, he's one of those guys that's like, I'm gonna do something crazy really fast, and I'm not gonna think it through.
Yeah. I need an update. When was this posted? January 31st, 2022.
Yeah, he's the asshole. That's intense, man. Like, it's like you get the text. It's like, love you, princess, good night. If you feel weird about that, you could be like, oh, someone texted you, love you, princess, good night.
Yeah, the heart emoji, and then so, watch her kind of.
And be like, so, like,
what's this? Yeah.
Like, and talk to her.
Because you don't know what it is yet.
Because you don't know what it is.
Or even suspicious.
Talk
it
to
is,
him.
It's fair to be like, hey, what's up? Like. But talk to your partner about
talk
it.
Talk to your partner. Always talk to your partner.
And if you don't have trust in your partner, then that's already your problem. You know what I mean? Like, that's... Because I've been in relationships where I was suspicious, like, because... And then I found out stuff was happening. But, like, if you're already to the point where you believe stuff like that is happening, or you quickly believe that's happening, it's and you feel that urge to go through their phone, I'm like, you already need to, like, talk it out or... not be in this relationship because you can't 100%. Operate with no trust.
To like write a text and then block, it's like literally like a grenade.
You're and
like,
then delete you know, the number? Did he delete the number too?
He
deleted the text.
So she can't I find the number. Him, she has to remember the number.
I sent a message to the guy about how he was scum for calling somebody else's girlfriend baby, and then I deleted the messages and blocked the number.
Okay, so she has to now, it had the name on there though.
I looked at the name again and suddenly remembered my girlfriend had mumbled it and something about chocolate in her sleep the other night.
Okay, so for her now to know what has happened, she has to look up this number that she no longer has because he deleted the messages? Or was it a name?
Is deleted the messages and
it's
blocked.
Just important because how is she going to find out?
Yeah, unless she he tells
to,
her.
He has to tell her in person. Or on I another mean, messaging app.
Part of me doesn't really care how she finds out she's cheating on her partner. You know what I mean? It's like
we don't know that.
Don't we?
This is what this all he all we know is he looked through all these messages. They
I
had,
guess it could have been like
they a, had a lot of baby princess sending lots of love
baby
and hugs
princess.
And, yeah, but I will say lots of love close. And hugs and kisses does not sound like
no. It does.
She that sounds like
it does sound like an my like prob- an old woman.
Yeah,
it sounds like an old yeah. What if it's,
it sounds like. Like
could
an
it
old,
be an
like,
old woman?
It could
my
be
problem
like a
is
grandma.
Like,
but she saw the name. He saw the name. It could be a grandpa.
I don't know, man. But hugs
he doesn't either. He should have gotten more information before.
Me, I don't know, man.
Love you, princess. I'll also say, love you, princess. Good night with a heart also doesn't sound like, I don't know. I would. It's like you're fair to be like, hey, you saw this text, whatever.
That doesn't sound like
and
grandpa.
Even if you scroll through the text history, which I also am like, hey, man, like, slow down.
Yeah.
But after you to respond and then delete message to
it's
do all
so
of that
bad.
Is like
all right.
Need more information. Like, and now what? Are you gonna bring it up with her and be like, hey, I saw this number and I texted them something crazy, then blocked the number without talking to
and
you?
And if you're at a point in a relationship where you've already had enough issues where you're like, oh, they're cheating, I know 100%,
yes.
Then it's like, well then, all right, why were you here? Like
what
start asking
here?
Yourself. But if this is, oh, there was no sign of this, whatever, and then I'm gonna jump to all that instead of talking to your
yes.
partner.
Communication.
Like, if your first thought is not, I'm going to talk to my partner because we have good communication,
yeah.
then you should really analyze that within yourself. The verdict was asshole.
There's no update?
Well, we got to read some comments.
Okay.
Wait. So there might be.
Yeah, but Kashi.
Comments. Comments. You're the asshole. Are you sure it's a guy? Even if it was, you should have talked to her about it instead of texting back. 3,000 upvotes. Someone said, yep, that's why I questioned if he truly knew it was a man. My friends and I always text each other like this. Someone said, LOL, waiting for the follow-up where he finds out it was actually the girl's mom. Oh, and you're the asshole. Any text like that, even if I saw Courtney's phone, like, you know, when you're driving in the car, like, texts will come up on the car, ooh, whatever. Yeah. And if it's just like, it's like, you look so hot, heart, I'd be just like, oh, which one, like, is it Amanda? Like, is it, like, I would just assume it's...
Yeah,
is it Chance?
But said, also hugs and kisses is
hugs
also
and kisses
very grandma.
Is not, hugs and kisses?
Honestly, I'd get the ick. Anybody I'm dating says hugs and kisses.
That's why I don't think it's...
I think they want to be friends.
It's kind of giving grandma.
It's giving old.
Someone lastly said...
Which, maybe they're sleeping with someone old.
They couldn't. No. No, I'm kidding.
Someone said, do you not think it's odd that she would ask you to get on her phone if she's having an affair? I mean, this is definitely weird, but you need to talk to her. She could be cheating and trying to get caught. She could be dumb, or this could be something else entirely. If it's the latter, you're going to get dumped anyway for this. Yeah.
Here it comes. Ready? Watch. It's the pre-update.
Are you ready?
Watch pre-update, Faith.
Okay.
He has the pre-update glow.
All right. Update.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Fuck the thing. Fuck the thing. Fuck the thing.
Angela is putting her arm through it again.
You look good, girl.
Well, damn. It's an update.
Ew.
Okay.
Fuck.
It's been a long day.
It has been a long day. All right, what do we think? Who? Final bets on who it actually was.
Yeah.
I like those.
Thank you. I think grandma. I think grandma.
We're going with grandma.
No, or older generation.
I'm going grandpa.
Whoa. Okay,
I'm going
grandpa.
Like weird new friend who's old. Like a new friend.
I'm going to say like childhood friend, like a girlfriend.
Okay. Yeah. Or like gay bestie, because maybe he heard his name. Maybe it's like a chance situation.
I saw the name.
That's interesting.
But also, what if it's a girl, like, a girl named Sam? Like, that's the problem.
Or
like,
Casey.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. All right.
Jordan.
Or she's cheating, which is also
Or it was
very
always
possible.
A pillow the whole time.
I do agree with the sentiment, though, of, like, why would she hand you her phone?
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. Update. So it turned out I fucked up big time.
Yeah.
My girlfriend came here as an international student and has relatives from other cultures. It turns out that what I thought was the affair partner's name was actually the word for aunt.
Damn, I was so close.
Her elderly aunt that helped raise her, which is why the messages were so affectionate. Apparently, she makes a mean chocolate cake, which my girlfriend has been dreaming about the other night. I thought this was complete BS.
I'm sorry, like a cartoon
it must be,
character.
It must be so good.
Chocolate cake. And this guy's like, she's fucking somebody else.
Yeah. Fucking some guy.
Who's chocolate cake?
I thought this was complete BS, but my girlfriend made me read through all her messages from the beginning, and I realized she was telling the truth. My girlfriend is pissed. Apparently, her aunt has been crying because of the message I sent and because I blocked the number. It took a while to clear the situation up. She cursed me out for 5 minutes and said I'm a total scumbag, and it's over, and then kicked me out. Thanks a lot, Reddit.
Yeah, it's Reddit's fault.
Wait, OP is blaming Reddit?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe just like, thanks a lot, Reddit. Like
thanks for nothing.
We didn't stop. There's one comment that says, you're thanking us for your fuck up or for telling you that you fucked up. I love that. Just like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there you go.
We called the aunt.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we said grandma.
We said grandma. But you nailed it of like.
Old person.
Yes.
Hugs and kisses.
Princess was a dead giveaway.
He really did, because I'm like, he read through this text history and all it was taking was seeing hugs and kisses. Like, he wasn't looking through the actual context of the conversation, clearly. He just jumped immediately to the conclusion.
Devil.
He screwed up.
I'm really stuck on, like, her loving that chocolate cake and saying it in her sleep.
I gotta try
this. That's like literally an episode of SpongeBob.
I need to try this chocolate cake. It must be so good.
Mm.
Damn.
You think it's dark chocolate or what?
This is definitely an Am I the X post for sure, which are always my favorite.
Yeah, that was tough. Oof.
It shows that no matter, I am a believer, like no matter how the situation looks, unless it's like abundantly clear, like in front of you, you talk to your partner first. You try to do that first, no matter what, right? Because there's the chance that you're misunderstanding it. You're not seeing the real picture here. And then you get to save that. He could fully be with his partner still had he just, from that first text, gone and said, hey, you got this text, like, what's the situation?
Like, what a funny story.
Who is that? And she would have been like, that's my aunt. That's my culture's name for aunt.
And then he'd be understood. Oh. Now let's have sex and fall in love. And that's how relationships, when you communicate, that's how they work.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Should have just left it at the joke.
No, that was good.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, that was good.
This episode of Reddit Stories is sponsored by ZocDoc. I had a doctor who I just didn't vibe with. It wasn't because they were bad at their job. It was just that their method of communication and their bedside manner didn't align with what I was looking for. That's why I started using ZocDoc. ZocDoc lets you search and compare high-quality in-network doctors. I really love that I can see real patient reviews with detailed doctor profiles. I was able to choose the doctor that's right for me and my comfortability. Now, I love all my doctors, and I actually don't mind going to my appointments. And with 150,000 providers with 200-plus specialties across all 50 states, I'm sure to find someone who is in my insurance network, near my home, and within a time frame that works for me. I had pushed off doctor's appointments for years until I downloaded ZocDoc, and then I had all my doctor's appointments set up within a week. Your health matters, and taking care of yourself shouldn't be complicated. Find and book the right doctor with ZocDoc. Head to ZocDoc.com/PittReddit to get started and check that appointment off your to-do list. That's ZocDoc.com/PittReddit. Now back to the show.
Our next story.
This episode of Reddit Stories is sponsored by Southern New Hampshire University. I get it. We're all busy. Adding another thing to your plate right now probably feels pretty much impossible. But if you've been thinking about going back to school, SNHU might be the solution you've been waiting for. With SNHU, you can get your degree online and on your schedule. Instead of logging in for live-streamed lectures, you'll get to participate in a way that feels suspiciously on-brand for this show. Discussion boards. Sorry, no upvoting, flair, or awards, but you'll still get to share your thoughts and interact with classmates from all over the country. Plus, your weekly assignments focus on the good stuff, like building skills you can actually use on the job. Okay, TLDR? SNHU puts you in control of your learning. Learn more and start your free application at snhu.edu/pittreddit. This episode of Reddit Stories is sponsored by Rocket Money. There was a period of time when I was overspending a lot. I was getting dinner with friends, treating myself to a coffee in the morning, grabbing a sweet treat with the cast. The list goes on. I started using Rocket Money because it helped me manage my finances and recognize my spending patterns. With Rocket Money, it's become easier to set budgets and goals. With real-time reports, I'm able to see the big picture. Now, I'm saving up for a vacation, and watching my money grow feels so good. And for those of you listening who maybe don't want to be glued to your financial dashboard, that's okay. With Rocket Money's set-it-and-forget-it approach, your savings can be automated so that it grows towards your goal with adjustable amounts and frequency. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/pittreddit. That's rocketmoney.com/pittreddit. rocketmoney.com/pittreddit.
Was posted on Am I the Asshole yesterday.
Oh my God, everybody posing like crazy. Mercury came out of retrograde and everyone was like.
And so everybody's like, hey, you know what, I gotta get on Reddit.
Yeah.
All right, this was posted yesterday. Am I the asshole for making my 20-year-old friend cry over a prank? We got ourselves a prank here.
I hate pranks.
This sounds like 20-year-old friend made them cry over a prank. Sounds like smush.
Okay. Interesting. So context, me, 20, and some friends, 20, recently went to the movies to watch the new Spider-Man movie. Why are they giving the context of 20? Like, I don't know, like, my 20-year-old friend. It's like, you're also 20.
It's like, fucking cool, you're young. Fuck off.
All right, cool, man. You're 20. Okay, you
also,
can't.
Also, I'd love to be 20.
Okay, you can't
go
drink.
Into a bar, yeah.
Okay, you can't gamble.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, you can't lose your life savings playing blackjack.
Yeah.
Or double your life savings playing blackjack.
Or, yeah, that's right. Let's go.
Shane, we should go to Vegas. There,
when we played Flip 7, fans were genuinely commenting, being like, I think Shane might have a gambling problem. He looks so excited. I promise you, I hate gambling.
I do want to do it with a heart rate monitor on. Because
that is genius.
Like,
you gotta throw those things out there, man.
I do.
Have you told Spencer that?
I tell him shit every day.
She tells him a lot.
We need to get that man to fucking listen.
Thank you.
But he has trouble listening to women.
He needs a translator.
Hey, that's fact. Next, no, I'm kidding.
And moving on.
Just kidding. He's the best.
He would laugh at that.
He would love that.
All right. So context, me 20 and some friends 20 recently went to the movies to watch the new Spider-Man movie.
Why'd you look at me?
Because I know you're excited to see it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything went well until I dropped off my friend's girlfriend, I'll call him Jack, to her house. Before we dropped her off, on the drive to her place, me and my friend Jack were arguing over the movie, so to get back at him, I thought it would be funny to jokingly leave him at his girlfriend's house and drive away when he needed to be home for work the next day. So I did just that. Once he got out of the car to kiss his girlfriend, I reached over the seat, closed the door, and drove away with my other friend while she's in the back seat. 2 minutes pass while me and my friend are just laughing the whole time, and eventually he calls me to say, ha ha, funny, come get me now. I decided to push and told him, dude, I'm already on the highway, I can't turn back now. He doesn't believe me until my other friend joins in on the joke and tells him that, yeah, we're on the highway, it's too late now. He eventually believes her since she's not usually the type to go along with jokes like this. While this is happening, me and her are just laughing maniacally. We thought it was hilarious how he went quiet and was telling us to turn back, and we kept laughing until his voice starts cracking and eventually started crying, begging us to come get him. As soon as I heard him crying, I instantly told him, relax, man, I'm right around the corner, and went and picked him up. He gets in the car and he's trying not to cry while he's saying, that wasn't funny, man, I thought you left me. Me and my friend were apologizing, but we didn't understand why he was crying over that. It's not like he was deserted in the middle of nowhere. He was in a suburban area with his phone. Worst case scenario, he could have gotten an Uber for $20 to $30. Eventually, after a long and kind of awkward ride back, I get out and apologize to him again. He kind of accepted my apology, and I told him goodnight. On the way back, while I was dropping off my other friend, me and my friend were both confused why he was crying. Maybe it reminded him of a bad part of his childhood. He's told us before his mother was abusive, so he felt super bad. I don't really know what to do now. I already apologized to him, but having two of your friends see you cry over a prank like this must be really embarrassing. So I don't know how to approach him again. Am I the asshole?
They put this on, am I the devil?
Yeah.
I just hate pranks.
I do hate pranks.
I hate pranks, but
this feels like such a stereotypical, like, you guys are dumb 20-year-olds. Like, I hate it.
I agree. Like, this is a mean prank, and it's mean to make someone feel like that.
Also, sometimes people are struggling, right? And especially 20 years old. Like, sometimes $30, that would ruin me. That would ruin me. I'm sorry, like, that. Paying for college, paying for shit, like, I can't, or even if you're working a minimum wage job at 20 years old, that ruins you. That's like, could be 2 to 3 to 4 hours of work, depending
on
where you're working.
That's true.
That's a whole shift.
Yeah.
Now I just worked all 4 hours to have an Uber home. I'm upset.
No, but he does turn around and he gets him, right?
He turns around and gets him.
Once he started crying.
Because he's like,
okay, man. At first he was like, okay, guys, come on. Like,
sometimes when you're paying rent, you're out, you're like, I got $40 in my bank account total.
Yeah.
Like, that's gonna ruin me. Yeah. I guess I'm not eating next week.
I think I hate pranks that are like, you have no choice but to be like, okay, all right. It's like, hey, we left you. It's like, okay, man, I got good prank. Funny. And they're like, no, we're leaving you. We're leaving you, and they just to keep pushing until it's like,
I know,
what was the result you were hoping for?
Like, what's the funny thing you're laughing at?
Yeah,
and like, it's also like you were already having a fight before this. It's not like this prank came out of a good place.
I forgot about good callback.
This prank is now after a fight, which it doesn't feel like
about
a prank.
Or you're already feeling isolated.
You're already feeling isolated and distant. And
so, yeah, we're arguing over the movie, so to get back at him.
And now you're getting
punished.
I thought
it'd be funny. Yes, you're right. It's not, I thought it'd be funny. It's like, no, you're getting back at him.
No,
yes.
That's fucked up.
You guys were mad at him, so you got back at him. You got in a fight over the Spider-Man movie.
Hearing you read that, I was like, when they said they were laughing maniacally, I'm like, name a time someone's laughed maniacally and it's okay.
Yeah. You know who laughs maniacally? Green Goblin.
Nice. Hey. Really good.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Spider-Man.
It just also, he's probably crying not because it's like, oh, I'm about to be left there. It's also like, oh, shit, my friends suck and they hate
me. No, my friends in middle school, there was this awful trend that was going around. Did you guys ever get ditched?
Is that similar to this?
Where you would be like, in like at the movies or at the mall, and all of your friends at one time all decide to just ditch you.
I hate that.
And it was the saddest thing ever.
I don't
ever.
Get that shit. It's just like, hey, what if so we be really brutal. Mean?
No, I got nugged, which is where you take someone's backpack, you dump everything out, turn it inside out, put it back in, zip it, and then zip tie the zipper so it looks like a chicken nugget.
How does that and look so like a chicken could, nugget?
A backpack inside out looks like a chicken nugget, trust me. And if you can, and if you know a lot of people are like in an assembly or at gym, you can nug like 8 people in a row. So it's just like a big row of chicken nuggets.
That's so disrespectful. But if, okay,
and you're
if
like,
it was,
oh, fuck,
if
I got
it was
nugged.
Me and a bunch of people, then it's funny.
Matt's, yeah. Matt's
because you're not singled
backpack.
Out.
Yeah, Matt I can nug the nugget. Shit out of that.
Careful.
But also, it just feels like a lot of work on the prank.
It's a lot of work.
You just like put a bunch of stuff in.
Yeah, but it's freaking funny.
If I was pranked, if you're pranked alongside of a bunch of other people, then it feels like there's a community event and you actually feel a part
we
of something.
We all got nugged.
It's like, oh man, we all got nugged. But if you're singled out, then it's just like, oh fuck. Like
that field trip where you're like, well, you're at a field trip, you can do the whole thing of nuggets.
Yeah. And you know what? If you're in high school, you don't have to zip tie it, but go nug somebody.
Don't do that.
Do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do it. I want them to know it was me.
Some comments here. Someone said, you're the asshole. Pranks are only funny if they are funny to the one being pranked. Otherwise, you're just being an ass. I totally
we say that.
That
every day over here.
Someone said, you know, the saddest part of all this is that you actually have to ask. So I'm going to make it plain. I don't understand why anyone would ever be friends with either of you. The fact you would act that way, knowing that about his past is disgusting. In case that wasn't clear enough, yes, you are. And yes, having friends like you is the ultimate embarrassment.
I forgot about the past.
That you add that. Like, I don't think it needs the past. I think that's mean to
it's
do to
mean,
anyone.
Yeah.
Like, it's mean. And like, you're 20, like, you're not in high school. Like, it's mean to do in high school, but it's like, dude, you're 20, man. Like, stop doing this shit. Like, just stop.
Like, I know it's hard to have a boring personality, but maybe if you sit in it, yeah. You'll be able to, like, find other things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
OP left a comment. It's basically an update. They left a big comment.
Okay.
They said, I've realized I've definitely fucked up and will try to make it up to him. I did not know that it would get that reaction out of him. I assumed he'd just be like, man, fuck you, and laugh it off as he usually does. But this time, it must have struck something which I didn't want. I would never take a prank as far as crying on purpose. I feel like some of you aren't even reading the whole story before commenting. Some people are saying I doubled down after I heard his voice crack. I did not. Some of you are telling me to apologize. I already did on the call while I was picking him up. When I picked him up and on the car ride back to his place, and again after I dropped him off. He showed no signs of panicking up until his voice suddenly started cracking and crying, which me and my friends instantly stopped laughing and started apologizing to him while picking him up. Also, the reason why I decided to prank him is because he kept trying to push and question me on why I didn't find the movie good and instead just found it entertaining when I told him why multiple times. This guy's...
He wanted more information out of me because he cares about me and my opinion.
God,
and
that's makes me so annoying. So
yeah, that really kind of solidified it.
Look, we don't have any information on this guy, but I don't know.
I wouldn't say it was good. It was just entertaining. I hate when people do that. It wasn't good. It was entertaining.
Okay, so, well, you know
that's what a movie.
Guess like, what it's supposed to do.
You went to a Marvel. Or you went to a Sony Marvel movie, and you were like, "Yeah, it was just entertaining." It's like that. That's
the whole point.
I promise you, the studio execs were like. Here's our goal.
Yeah.
And they were like, if it's entertaining money. Done.
They don't even fucking care. You bought the ticket. You're talking about
they
it.
They truly, yeah, to be honest, the studio execs don't give a fuck
they
about
don't give
it.
A
they don't give a fuck about it.
It's just like, you're not going to see a fucking Oscar-winning movie.
No.
Like, you're not going for the acting. You're not going for the screenwriting. You're going for Spider-Man kicking the shit out of some villains.
Me walking out of Minions going, yeah, I didn't think it was good.
I'm not a monster. It was entertaining.
I thought it was entertaining. Yeah. I thought it was entertaining, you know. But I still think Odyssey's probably going to win the Oscar.
Yeah.
But Minions is up there. No, I still, the line I can't get over is him being like, so to get back at him. I did. I'm like, you feel like you betrayed yourself on that one.
You're not even reading the whole story. No, we read.
Yeah, I don't like his response either. It's just like, hey, dude, you're being a shitty person.
Yeah.
It also must suck to like get all these verdicts, and then you get on this show, and we're like, no, we read the whole story. We read the whole thing, and we still, doubling down too, being like, you're wrong.
In the comment, yeah.
And also being like, I already apologized. I can't do it again.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
Hello?
I feel like it's also not just like apologize. It's like, you need to change your ways. Like, you need to be a better friend to this person and really think about your behavior.
And I want to hear that apology too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry your feelings got hurt.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a lot of like, oh, sorry, dude.
Sorry, I'm missing the accountability here.
I know you didn't find the prank funny, but it was entertaining.
Yeah, it's entertaining. God. From this perspective, that was crazy.
January 22nd.
31st.
POV, you're on the Jurassic Park ride.
That's good.
Whoa, they get so close to you.
They do, the Universal one. They
That'd be fun if there was a Smosh ride and it's just somebody going...
Animatronics of us just coming out. Just going,
I'm saying,
okay.
I'm saying a haunted house. We could do the shit out of a haunted house. It'd be just...
You're at Universal, you're like, Smosh haunted maze?
So like, in the back, they have this like Smosh haunted maze, and it's you doing your baby walk.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. This episode of Reddit Stories is sponsored by Wayfair. I walked into my home the other day, and I was just feeling a little blah about it. Wasn't feeling homey or warm, so I decided I needed a little upgrade, which is why I use Wayfair. Wayfair has products and furniture that fit my style and budget with quality items that are hand-vetted by product specialists using 10-point quality inspection. And with 20 million verified 5-star reviews, I promise you will find something perfect for your home. When you're a Wayfair Rewards member, you get 5% back on every purchase. The first space that I'm updating is my dining area. I really needed a new table, and with Wayfair's filters, I was able to find a table with specific size, shape, color, and style that worked for my space. Now my home feels like my home. Transform your space with pieces that hold up to real life. Join Wayfair Rewards today and get 5% back on every purchase. Head to wayfair.com or shop the Wayfair app for all things home. That's WAYFAIR.com. Now, back to the show.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This next post.
This episode of Reddit Stories is sponsored by Southern New Hampshire University. I get it. We're all busy. Adding another thing to your plate right now probably feels pretty much impossible. But if you've been thinking about going back to school, SNHU might be the solution you've been waiting for. With SNHU, you can get your degree online and on your schedule. Instead of logging in for live-streamed lectures, you'll get to participate in a way that feels suspiciously on-brand for this show. Discussion boards. Sorry, no upvoting, flair, or awards, but you'll still get to share your thoughts and interact with classmates from all over the country. Plus, your weekly assignments focus on the good stuff, like building skills you can actually use on the job. Okay, TLDR? SNHU puts you in control of your learning. Learn more and start your free application at snhu.edu/pittreddit. This episode of Reddit Stories is sponsored by Rocket Money. There was a period of time when I was overspending a lot. I was getting dinner with friends, treating myself to a coffee in the morning, grabbing a sweet treat with the cast. The list goes on. I started using Rocket Money because it helped me manage my finances and recognize my spending patterns. With Rocket Money, it's become easier to set budgets and goals. With real-time reports, I'm able to see the big picture. Now, I'm saving up for a vacation, and watching my money grow feels so good. And for those of you listening who maybe don't want to be glued to your financial dashboard, that's okay. With Rocket Money's set-it-and-forget-it approach, your savings can be automated so that it grows towards your goal with adjustable amounts and frequency. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/pittreddit. That's rocketmoney.com/pittreddit. rocketmoney.com/pittreddit.
Was posted on Relationship Advice and ended up on Am I the Devil?
Oh, man.
That's a good pick.
You're looking for advice, and then you get flayed.
It was posted on July 29th, 2026.
So that's your guys' anniversary.
Yeah, it's an important day. This is a 21-year-old man who writes, I'm in a relationship with a wonderful girl who's 20, wondering if I should switch to this other girl, 19.
Okay, so you already lost. Wondering if I should
switch. Wonder if I should switch back to like another.
Switch?
I wonder if
switch?
I should switch. He's talking about it like it's an iPhone.
I cannot wait to watch
should
this
I,
back.
Should I wait for the iPhone 16 or
the
should
way
I,
your like, eyes went, 19.
Well, he's 21. It's not. It's
no,
just,
no, I'm into,
it's
like,
funny
it's
like,
funny
I,
that you
I'm dating this girl who's 20.
Younger.
Should I switch to 19? Like, that's what.
Switch has still got me.
Switch is crazy. Like, you can't write such a disrespectful title and expect people to be on your side.
This is good. Okay. We caught a good berry.
We got a good one. Hi, I really need to vent. I'll describe each one of us and the brief situation.
I'll say each of the women's names, ages, and their bra sizes.
Tell me, what do you think are the signs in a relationship or in a person that can tell me if I should end it and switch to somebody else? A bit about me. I'm 21, IT technician, CCTV, automation, security systems, etc., developing a small company. Right now, it's a single-man operation with possible growth to a typical small construction crew.
I don't care.
I own about 25 acres of land and half
care.
Of my house. Wait, I own about 25 acres of land and half of my house, living with my mother and brother. I also serve as the chairman of a social club that annually organizes a fantasy convention for around 2,000 attendees and some smaller projects during the year. I'm a simple man and an atheist, which might be important. Wanting a house of his own, a great family, being able to do some work every day for the company and some for the local community. My love language is providing financially and taking care of things like the house and other heavy-duty things. Also, I want to give a true romantic love with things like deep conversations, enjoying art and music together.
What surprise, is going on?
Surprise gifts and spontaneous activities with my current girlfriend. I'm able to do maybe half of these things. A bit about my current girlfriend.
No, okay.
Before I switch, here's the one I'm with.
That felt reminiscent of the beginning of American Psycho. Where he's like, I begin my day by getting in the shower with an almond rinse.
Yes. And
like, all right. A bit about my current girlfriend. We've been together for about 4 years with a 1 year gap after the second year.
I don't like that he said current.
Yeah.
As opposed to what?
If we stop him now.
He's next.
Sorry.
You know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
This I man's know. Language this, is already, I'm like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's 20, first year of college, studying to become a nurse with a side hustle of nail painting. She changed a lot for me, from chaotic, vulgar, and reckless with tons of partners to calm and more responsible. I feel like our relationship is great. She supports me a lot mentally when I'm stressed about my work or the social club, and that's exactly what I expect from my partner and what I love her for. I love her looks, but not exactly her style. We have the same preferences in sex life, but I hate she doesn't initiate. I love to discuss, but she always turns that into big arguments. I love that she earns money, but she's irresponsible with it. I love that we talk about our problems, but I hate when she yells. With everything, I see she tries to be better and to my liking, but I see her old self when the things get real. It's not really healthy for her to become somebody else just because she wants to be with me, especially when I don't pressure her at all. In terms of religion, she is an actual witch. Fuck.
If we stop,
this is
you have to drive a truck.
This is out of all of the everything. So, fuck, okay. Guys, let's pull it together.
What? Give it to me.
In terms of religion, she is an actual witch, doing rituals and whatnot, but somehow she can't understand me being an atheist. I think she wants emotional support in a partner, like I do, but I'm afraid I don't know how to provide that, because comforting her and trying to offer my actual help doesn't work for her. I love her, and I think she is the one for me, but I'm not quite for her. A bit about the other girl.
What other girl, dude?
She is the one
She's
for me.
She's a gnome.
That's so good.
She's a gnome.
She's 3 foot two.
Biggest tits you've ever seen.
And wonderfully manicured beard.
She can barely walk. A bit about the other girl. She plays violin and loves music and art. Sorry, that's just a crazy start to it. A bit about the other girl. She plays violin. None of this is important information, by the way.
Like, I'm just glad I know this guy's love language.
He's telling us their resumes,
yes,
so that we can help him choose.
Yes.
Right, but he's choosing based on objective stuff, yeah, not on, so what relationship is better? It's just like, okay, but here's her traits.
She plays violin.
He's showing us two character charts and being like, all right, so here's their stats.
Yeah.
She plays violin and loves music and art. She finished high school and music school, and now she has applied to music college. She's a dedicated Catholic, but she understands and is cool with me being atheist. She's also an educator on Catholic camps. When we talked about relationships, we could see that our needs and what we offer really complete each other. We share a lot of interests and have a few friends in common. We also have the same goals in life, like building family and doing work for society. I love her relationship with art. Simple descriptions of everyday things can become a poem just like that. I love her looks and her style. I love to discuss with her about life, religion, art, or silly things. I like that she's actually calm and we can enjoy a quiet time. How did I meet the other girl and why didn't we become a couple? It happened during the gap year with my girlfriend. I've seen her on a few concerts playing violin. She always looked stunning and I waited every time for her outside, never being able to catch her to get her number. Fortunately, she popped up on my Facebook in the People You Might Know section. I saw that we have two common friends and I asked them about her. I was able to get her number and we started texting a lot. She comes from a traditional family, so she couldn't go on a date just like that, but she invited me to this small concert saying that we could talk in person for a bit after. After I arrived at the concert, one of her friends recognized me and told her that I'm here. The moment she turned her eyes to me, I almost fainted and I felt stressed for the first time in a long, long time. We started talking and texting on a daily basis and we went on a few dates after some time. She was even able to convince her parents to let her go with me to this Polish equivalent of prom, and it became the party of my life, mainly because of her. After the party, we started to fall apart a bit. Later, she admitted that it was because of her ex getting into her life again. During this time, I got back with my current girlfriend, but after 3 months, she told me that her ex was trying to get back with her and ruin her life because she broke up with him, but was finally able to get rid of him once and for all. I was sad because I would have been able to help her or maybe wait for the right time and become a couple, but it was too late. Recently, I started texting a bit as friends with the other girl. I told my girlfriend about it. I hate to hide things. I know she's single and I feel like she wants us to give us the chance that we lost. I'm afraid I started to develop some feelings for her again. I find myself constantly looking at our pictures and thinking about her. I started to really consider breaking up with my girlfriend for the other girl. I know I'm only 21, but losing my father at 11 forced me to become responsible at a young age. Right now, I feel like an old man that's only 21, and that's why I want to pick the right woman early and settle. I would appreciate any advice on which things can tell me if I should switch, and would love to hear your stories on how switching turned out for you. My guy, you are so not ready to settle. All right, first off, this guy, obviously, he thinks he's an old man. He is so far away from being ready to
be. No, he's barely a young man.
He's not even a young man. Just,
I'd say barely a man.
Yeah,
no, he's a boy. 20 years, 21, you're like
he's
barely
a boy. Well, in his mind, he's a boy. It's very clear that English is not OP's first language. I'm guessing he might be Polish or like Eastern European, but I can just tell in the translation. But some of this information, the way it's given, is so funny to me. Just like, okay, so my first girl, she's a witch, is just killing me.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
The way he's talking just about like, oh, I can switch and either one of these I can marry and be for the rest of my life. It's like, you're talking about them as if they have no agency over themselves.
Oh, there's not even an ounce of that.
Yeah. It's like, come on,
their opinions,
man.
And wants.
And he's not really talking about their relationship. He's just talking about them.
Nothing to do with their time together.
Stats and...
It's like a Dress to Impress, where he's like just listing things about each person, and
he's
that's
also
it.
So he's been in this relationship with the first girl for 4 years. So since high school, so since they were like middle teenagers, and so that's the only relationship. So that's the only relationship he knows. So he's thinking like, oh, I can switch to this other girl and we'll be together forever. It's just like, nah, man.
That's not how it works.
You're gonna like talk to this guy in 10 years after he goes through some breakups and some other crazy
that's
shit.
That's so what they don't tell you about relationships. You have to. I know this sounds dumb, but you have to start over every new relationship.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I got so far in this last relationship, I'm ready for the next one. It's like, I have to start from scratch all over again.
Yeah.
You grow as a person, but—
Totally.
It's a link.
Totally. There's so much experience you gain, whether you're in relationships or not. You just gain experience in life that you need, and you understand yourself better.
And just because you got to that point with someone before, you still have to hit all the checkpoints.
Yeah.
This guy is so far. from what it's going to take.
Dude, like, my God.
Like, I don't even know where to begin.
The amount of times in your life that you're going to think you have it all figured out, and then you kind of go through this threshold where you go, oh, shit, I have nothing figured out.
Yes, 100%.
It sucks every time, but you kind of need it to happen every time. And the more you deny that, you're just going to hinder yourself. But he's in that stage. Like, my hope for this guy, the best case scenario, is that he wakes up, he has the right friend, has the right mentor. I know it's just fucking hard nowadays, but like something or someone wakes him up to like, oh my God, I need to fucking change. But also some people never do that.
I mean, it could be this Reddit thread. Do they rip him a new one in the comments?
Let's see. Someone says, do your wonderful girl a favor and switch to the other girl. Nobody deserves to be a second choice. People aren't objects that you can just switch and replace. Neither of these relationships are going to work out for you.
This reminded me too, that comment reminds me of what I was thinking, which is, it reminds me of Love is Blind when they're like, who's your number one? I'm liking my number two though. And you're like, why are they doing, it's just
it's
so
sickening.
Icky.
It's like kind of sickening to me. I'm just like, ugh.
It's icky.
Someone said, I think he should do them both a favor and leave them alone. At 21, I think that basically everyone should be single, exploring, and getting to know themselves. The way this guy talks about women is proof that he needs to grow up a lot before trying to be in a real relationship. Someone said, advice my Nana gave me. If a man is ever having a hard time choosing between you and another woman, let him pick the other woman because he doesn't actually love either of you. And it's better to have that be someone else's problem than yours.
Give the full baby away. Don't cut it in
truly,
half.
Don't cut it.
Like,
there's a biblical reference.
Like this guy's talking about, like, I don't like hiding things. I'm like, where you're already at to me is like basically is cheating. Like you're already sitting here going, oh yeah, well I'm texting her as a friend. I'm like, you're sitting here telling us you're thinking about switching.
So good.
Switching to her. I'm
intention.
Like, you're cheating. Mm-hmm. That's cheating to me. Like, come on, man. Like,
you're keeping her on the sideline. What did you call it? Tag in? You called it tag in one time. They were like, oh, I was talking to a boy, and immediately they switched to another relationship, and I was like, oh, I was sitting on the bench.
Sitting on the bench. A little sports reference for my friends.
Yeah.
she loves it. Can't get enough.
You had that person in the driveway. You had him in the dugout.
In the dugout. That's what you said.
You had him in the damn dugout. Oh, this is tough.
Okay. OP left a comment, and I do think this is important. He says, English is not my first language, and I see now that switching is probably the worst word I could use. Thank you for your advice. Now I really see that I should go to therapy, talk about it with my girlfriend, apologize, and maybe do some time alone.
Yeah, I'd say the word switch, I think, threw us all off
We can give him some grace because English is not his first language. I still am like, I don't like, even in the best of terms of like, you know, I'm in this relationship, but I really think, should I talk to this other person? I'm like...
Yeah. And it was the way, it might not be the words, but it was the way each woman was spoken about just didn't sound personal at all.
No.
It sounded very like a baseball card where it was like interests. That's why I like made the bra size joke, because I'm like, it literally sounded like he was just listing their facts.
That's also like, there's in different cultures, a lot of things that you have to like hit in order to be like,
sure.
Like there's like, is he a doctor?
Sure. Can he provide? Like, is he good with
money?
Family?
What's his relationship with his mother? Like.
No, and that makes sense.
I think the thing that I'm just hitting on is him at the end being like, yeah, so I'm trying to decide between these two girls and I really want to settle down like now in my life. And I'm like, those conflict so badly.
Yeah.
Like, listen to yourself, man. You're talking about, should I not be with this girl I've been with for 4 years and just switch over to this girl that I've been talking to for like a couple months and marry her? And so I'm like, you are so naive. Yes. But that comment's great. Sounds like he really, he does sound like he's reflecting a little bit, and hopefully he really goes through with that.
Above board, who are you guys picking?
you pick the witch. You pick the witch.
Witch or violin?
You don't want to be cursed.
You pick the witch, or you let the witch down really well.
You gotta let the witch down real well.
Did you know Etsy like shut down all the witches?
Whoa, really?
And I kept thinking, I was like, could you imagine how scary to do that? To be this company and be like, okay, we're gonna anger a lot of witches.
Yeah.
And we're gonna shut this part of the app off.
I would not be able to sleep that night.
Like all these like guys in suits going, cut them off.
We're cutting off the witches. All right. Our next story. Our final story. This was posted... This ended up on Am I the Devil, and it started off in the subreddit cooking.
How?
I love love the way they go.
Oh, no.
That's like when you see a documentary, it starts and it was just like, we were so in love.
Yeah.
And then you hear,
everything was
know.
Perfect. This was posted in November of 2025.
Oh.
What the heck?
Yeah. Crazy. Crazy.
Never forget.
Will my entire party get sick from eating my mashed potatoes?
Did somebody come inside the potatoes?
That would make you sick. Oh,
Jesus.
That'd make me lick my lips. These mashed potatoes were delicious.
Oh, my God.
It's hard not to push you.
So I made a bunch of mashed potatoes with milk. I needed to emphasize that wrote a bunch of O's. I'm going to read all the typos in this as well. Yeah. So I made a bunch of mashed potatoes with milk, sour cream, and cheese last night and seem to have forgotten about the crucial step of refrigeration. This is a question about any possible outcomes of those who indulged in these delicious but slightly tart mashed potatoes. They were only on the countertop for 10-ish hours before I refrigerated them for 8, then reheated for the party. If you were wondering how they taste, I've been asked multiple times if I added lemon juice.
Oh!
Am I cooked?
Oh, no. Oh.
She's not the devil. She's worse.
And also, mashed potatoes, y'all know I love potatoes. And if you're going to fuck up mashed potatoes...
You can't do that.
I will never forgive you.
Because you're fucking up the food that everyone is going to eat.
Yeah.
Like, that nobody's going to avoid that. It's supposed to be the thing that is at least the saving grace, right? Like, something else is overcooked, the meat isn't that great, you have the mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
At least you have the mashed potatoes.
And mind you, this is November 16th, so this is probably some sort of early Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because there's like a cheese element. It's like a casserole.
Oh, so you're really expecting good mashed potatoes.
Oh.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Comments, why would you ask this after feeding them?
Yeah.
Someone said 10 hours? Someone said, if I did this for mashed potatoes that only I would eat, would I take this chance? Probably not. Using that same logic, would I risk serving it for my entire party? Absolutely not. I would not risk me being the reason why someone gets violently ill. This is the very reason why I don't participate in potlucks at work. Let us know the end result. OP responded, looking back, I should have 100% not served them. But when I tried them before the party, I thought they were fine, just a little off. It wasn't until someone brought to my attention that it was probably spoiled milk. It seems everyone is okay, though. No emergencies were made. Someone said with music, you can't eat at everybody's house. Seriously, this is why I'm so skeptical of potlucks and similar. This dumb fuck could literally kill people. Even if no one dies, you still don't want people puking their guts up either. Just go to the grocery store and buy some replacement mashed potatoes. Someone put in quotations, sour scream. Well, there's the real problem. Yeah, dude, don't feed people food that could be spoiled. Oh, my God. You could go so easily buy some mashed potatoes. Yeah. And you tell the story, be like, I'm so sorry, I left them out on the counter, fucked up.
But you don't have to buy them. You could just get rid of those. And there's, oh, look, no potatoes.
No, there has to be potatoes.
If you want, you could easily go to a grocery store and buy some mashed potatoes. And those are probably going to slap really hard. That store-bought stuff is really good.
Yeah.
I hate how good it is. Anyways, this person tried to poison people.
It's crazy there's never been like a Friendsgiving movie.
Huh. We'll get on that.
Just something to think about. this is the lemon mashed potatoes makes me want to die.
Okay, what about lemon rosemary mashed potatoes?
Ooh, that actually...
Lemon rosemary chicken I like.
Yeah.
I like my mashed potatoes to be mashed potatoes.
Lemon doesn't feel like it's like a potato thing.
Me either.
But
yeah, that's true.
Me either.
Yeah, no.
I'm trying to think of like types of mashed potatoes.
I love like a good sweet potato mashed situation with the marshmallows on top.
Oh, and yeah.
Dude, that can get crazy.
Or like I make loaded mashed potatoes.
Oh, wait, what's your potato thing?
The loaded mashed potatoes.
Oh my God, tell them what it's
like. It's a loaded
like.
Mashed potato casserole. So it's just like sour cream, cheddar.
Ooh, okay.
Actually, did I use cheddar last time? I might have used Gruyere.
It's really not a cheese that doesn't
onions,
work.
Green onions, bacon, you just stir it in.
It's nuts.
God damn.
It's really good. A lot of garlic. Wow. I also put rosemary, sage, and thyme in there too.
Wow.
So they're like flavor.
Whenever I'm like cooking for people or anything like that. I am so
me too.
I'm so like conscientious of like I want to make sure like what I'm making people is good and safe. Like I don't know why I'm like I hope I don't accidentally give someone food poisoning. Like that's such a fear.
I made salmon for me and my friend, and I have a lemon tree outside, and I like grabbed it, and I didn't realize that like I've never used the lemon tree. I always just buy a lemon, and it was a sour lemon, and it like kind of made the salmon like a little sour. And I literally was like, I was so freaked out that it fucked the salmon,
that's or so
just like
up,
even dude. That. But it's just like I don't know, cooking for somebody, I get so.
I'm the same way. I'm
not like trying to like please them, but like I just don't want to make them sick.
Yeah,
that's the worst possible thing.
Do you usually make yourself sick?
No.
So why would you make other people sick?
It's an irrational thought. I have the irrational thought too when I've had people over and someone's like, oh, like, I'm like, oh, I can make you a cocktail. And they're like, oh, for sure. And I'm so like, I want to make sure the measurements are right. I don't want to make someone like accidentally more drunk than they like.
Sure.
More. Like, I want to make sure it's like perfectly right.
Just to let you know, if we're over, over serve us.
Heavy hand. No, but I'm just
you
like, I want to make sure like
wine.
I
put lemon in the wine. Well, they're making the lemon wine. Dina tried it.
Lemon wine?
They're making
like
wine
limoncello?
Out of lemons. No, like instead of grapes, they're using lemons.
And is it good?
It is.
So that's what they say when you have lemons, make wine.
Now we can.
There we go. That's what Jesus said.
That is what Jesus said in action.
Jesus said water. He said, I don't need the grapes. I don't need the lemons. Give me the water. I'll make it into water. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You like that one?
Two Bible? I love that.
Two Bible? What'd you
do? Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Well, that's it for our devils today.
Wow.
Thank you both for joining me and for this wild ride.
Thank you so much.
So many good dates.
Thank you for having us before you switch out with other people.
Yeah. Let us know if I should switch out to someone else.
No.
And you will. That's kind of the essence of the show.
I guess that is.
Oh, that's true.
True. Yeah, when it autoplays. What if it autoplays? What if someone's listening to this and it autoplays to another episode where you both are here?
That would be so awesome.
That would be so sick.
If it autoplays to another episode with them both here, comment down below on that video, I won.
Okay.
Nice.
Do that. Anyways, thank you both. And thank you all for watching. We'll see you next Saturday. Goodbye.
Lemon pancakes.
Oh, lemon ricotta pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
I guess lemon ricotta potato pancakes.
Dude, Selena had pancakes with corn on them recently.
Bye.
In Albuquerque, they have the blue corn pancakes.
Oh, well, that sounds amazing. Mm-hmm.
Blue corn
slaps so hard, dude. Thanks again to DoorDash for sponsoring this episode. Needed that delivered. DoorDash. Order now.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.